We're in conversation here with Terry Billingsley of App Your Way. We've had a really, really grand overview of all the projects you're up to and all the things you're doing. It's quite amazing. You're quite the Renaissance man of things digital. But let's just continue with two more examples of the kinds of apps that you're really passionate about and that are quite amazingly successful. You said the Dog Walker app. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's actually called Dog Walker Online.
Dog Walker Online, okay. And how many countries is it in
now? I think now it's 23 or 27. I forget the exact number.
That's incredible.
And I'm telling you, there are some countries that come up that I simply didn't even know exist. One day I was showing my wife. I said, I don't know where this country is. It turned out it was in the middle of the Pacific somewhere. It's a small country.
Amazing.
The customers are coming from everywhere, which is great.
Yeah.
Because dog walking is a very universal thing.
Absolutely, yeah. And how does it work exactly? If people download this app, which is free, you said?
It's free. Yeah, not a dime.
You're becoming quite... Move over, Bill Gates. We got another Canadian philanthropist here that's just going to eclipse you pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, you know, my wife one day said to me, she said, it's your turn to find a dog walker. We were out to do some sailing. And so here we were. I was looking up dog walker for the very first time. She always takes care of it. And I couldn't imagine. You can't believe how many dog walkers there are.
Yeah.
Well, how can I trust them? Who are these people? What their rates are? How do I compare them all? Well, after spending an hour, I was exhausted. Enough to say, in that same hour, I could have designed something that other people can use.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said to my wife, I said, okay, I'm going to design something. So within a week, we had something up in the Apple store and in the Android store. I didn't know the response we'd get from it, but now we have thousands. And it's incredibly powerful because it's from all over the world. Most recently, I was surprised at how many people in Brazil are downloading the app. And I've even learned how to communicate back with them. So
picking up a bit of, what did they speak in Brazil? Portuguese?
Portuguese.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Thank goodness for Google Translate.
That's
so
amazing.
Ultimately, Dog Walker Online lets a person download the app and just query if there's someone in their area who is actually a dog walker.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not, then an email gets sent to us and we tell you that we're going to work for you to find a dog walker the moment one comes available. Or what we'll do is we'll research in your area dog walkers and convince them to join the app.
To register with the app.
Yes, this way everyone gets the dog walker,
okay.
You see?
Yes, yes, yes.
But at no cost. Traditionally, most of these apps have some cost around them. So there's no cost for the dog walker. There's no cost for the dog owner. It's an absolutely free app.
Wow.
But you end up being able to find a dog walker anywhere you may be locally.
Huh. But that sounds really labor intensive. You must have somebody on staff that's tracking this, and if somebody's can't find a dog walker, then you've got somebody researching who's available and getting them to register.
Yeah, we do the research.
Holy smokes.
Then we communicate back to the customer and let them know we found somebody.
Yeah.
And so that kind of effort we do because we are believers in and every pet deserves a good walker.
Absolutely.
Actually, we had our pet walked once, and our neighbors came to us and told us, you should never use that dog walker again. We've watched him walking around with your dog. He's not paying attention. He's doing this. He's pulling the chain. We didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we do in the system is it measures. We get to measure with ratings each dog walker.
Rate my dog walker.
Yeah. And then the dog walker rates us.
Okay.
So it's a two-way street.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then we look at costs and qualifications and so forth and so on. But it's a very good app for that reason.
Hmm. Sounds really
very successful that way.
Yeah. And then there's one more that I wanted to mention. This is another one of your pet projects, the Watch It app. And Watch It is spelled W-A-T-T. C-H-I-T?
That's right.
Okay, so that's your clue that this is going to be watching watts, which is a measurement of electricity, right?
Yep.
So what's behind this thing?
Well, years ago when I lived in Nepean, I decided to develop to install solar panels on the roof. This is back in the early 1990s, when they outlawed mosquitoes back then in Nepean. The idea of having solar panels on the roof was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, literally ridiculous. But I wanted to try this. And I discovered when I woke up in the morning that all of my batteries had depleted. I didn't know why. So I found out, of course, about ghost appliances like TVs that are on 24/7.
Yes.
Regardless if you have them on or off. And so I decided to develop an app, not an app, but back then it was an application called Watch It, which lets you look at all the consumption in your home on a room-by-room basis. So I could tell how much Joey's room is costing me in terms of electricity and in money, how much the basement's costing me and so forth. And then do what-if scenarios. What if I actually consume less of this or a little bit more of that during what times of day? What would my cost be at the end of the month? And what that lets you do is conserve, but also save money. You find a budget you're happy with, and then you sort of try to manage it best you can within the app in the real world. Mm-hmm.
But you can actually create what-if scenarios.
Oh, what-if scenarios, absolutely.
That's amazing.
And it also has the world's largest question and answer tips database. It's the world's largest, which gives you economy of scale as well in it. And then at the same time, we have what's in there is the world's largest appliance database. We have every appliance that's ever been developed in any manufacturer since 1985 to modern day.
You're kidding.
You can type in the serial number of your device, and it'll tell you exactly how much it consumes. And your rates in terms of how much it costs per hour and per day and per month are calculated for you.
Wow.
And then you could just join that. So each room, you're going to walk into a room, and you're going to look at how many light bulbs you have. You're just going to enter the number of light bulbs you have and their wattage, and then it calculates the thing for you. So each room becomes an exercise of understanding what each room will cost you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Without having to know necessarily the appliance wattage, it knows automatically for you.
Right, right, right.
So that app is extremely popular. We've been using it now for the last 4 years. With thousands and thousands of users across the world. And that one actually is across the world. And we have an average of four and a half star rating on that app.
Okay.
It's been promoted many times by Apple because it's... and it actually it won the Earth Day Award.
Yeah, you were mentioning that.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that one day when I found out.
Yeah.
Guess what? So, yeah, very
fantastic.
Popular.
Fantastic, yeah. And just remind me again, did you say that one is free?
That one is 99 cents.
99 cents, the grand total of 99 cents. An incredible tool to be able to help you actually map
exactly.
out and calculate and anticipate. Why? If you don't know why, like you said, you're paying so much or you've got a real spike in your hydro bill, this can actually map out the scenario for you and trace it down, help you trace it down. It's really, really interesting.
Well, actually, and one of the more important elements of it too is being able to know what your true rate per kilowatt hour is. Because some people get this facade that, well, the government tells you or the city tells you it's going to cost you 8.5 cents per kilowatt hour or 11 cents. In reality, it's closer now to 20.
Huh.
When you consider all the taxes and you consider the...
delivery charges.
You name it.
Yeah.
So it's actually 20 cents per kilowatt hour. When you consider 20 cents per kilowatt hour, that's outrageous. But that's nothing compared to some of the rurals who are spending 40 and 45 cents per kilowatt hour.
Wow.
So conserving is one thing, but you can't always conserve easily without knowing what it is you should be conserving.
Yes.
And the app actually helps you with that.
Gives you a grasp of it, like where your power is actually going and what's involved, I always say knowledge is power, right?
That's right.
And knowledge about power is even more power.
That's right.
So it's a really powerful tool you're putting into the hands of the people. And I don't want to get too political about this, but I think it's really worth mentioning that in general, what you've discovered with this tool out there in the marketplace is that it's not always in the interests of the utilities to make it easy for people to conserve because they happen to be in the business of selling this commodity, right? So there's not always a great interest in having people so well informed, right? It's almost counterintuitive. I mean, this is something we've noticed here at the paper when recovering municipal stories. If for waterworks, right? Like for the water services, municipalities often have to come up with this balancing act of if people conserve too aggressively their water consumption, then the rates have to go up to compensate for it because it's fixed cost a lot of times to run a water purification plant. So, you know, the more water you use, the less it's going to cost per liter. But if people started to conserve, oh my goodness, the rate has to go up. It's a really weird kind of non-intuitive thing.
And the other thing is a lot of these water systems were really ramped up within the last 10 to 20 years to accommodate high water consumption. So instead of addressing the high water consumption in the beginning, and they could have given...
They adjusted to it.
I wrote editorials about how it was 1995 for a water conservation kit. They were being subsidized by the provincial government. Reduce the water your shower uses, your toilet, and to really educate people, reduce the water consumption. But instead, you know, well, Van Cleek Hill was short of water. Now there's a pipeline from Hawkesbury to Van Cleek Hill.
Yeah,
and people were so upset to have chlorinated water when we had water. It was well water up here from three or four wells.
Really, really good quality
water.
Same
thing in Lornell, Maxville, St. Isidore, everywhere. The water consumption has gone up huge. Infrastructure systems are built and they have to charge a certain amount to keep them running.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
electricity is the exact same thing, unfortunately. You could be conserving on your side of your house,
yeah,
and as your next door neighbor, I'm not. But because you're conserving, it will cost me more.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, conservation is no longer something that the electricity provider has really any desire, truly, to control. It's more personal. You have to conserve as you want to. Your bill will be lower, but it won't be at the same time. An example of that is I keep track of my bills and watch it. Watch it, lets you record them year over year over year. And this time last year, exactly 1 year ago, my electricity was, I consumed 600 kilowatts for the month, and it cost me $110. This year, I consumed 470 kilowatts.
Quite a bit
and
less.
And it cost me $95.
Huh.
So while I managed to conserve 27%,
yeah,
which I think if anyone does that, you should have a slap on your back, way you go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And instead, I got penalized by only having a 12% reduction in my bill.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
So conservation is a personal thing.
There's that tipping point where it's just not working for people. It's just not right. I just want to, this is very interesting. I'm hoping that Andy Perro, who was the protester by the roadside.
Yes.
And I just returned from there. There were about 100 people there. There were
two
police
cars. Is that right? 100 people.
And speeches and a megaphone. And it was like a real live protest.
Oh,
and people were, you know, sort of paying tribute to Andy. Anyway, I got a short video of him thanking people for their support, and I've encouraged him to come by before 8 o'clock to just talk to us for a few minutes. So you'll get to meet him, Terry, if he comes in. But I'm just excited. I keep looking over my shoulder because he looked a little bit reticent, but he's not. Despite the fact that this guy stood on the side of the road many, many cold days in the winter protesting the clear cutting with a sign, "Save Our Forests," he's not. He's not an arrogant person. He's he's self-effacing.
That's right.
So at any rate, sorry for that little
interruption. That's
okay. It was
an update. And maybe I'm going to hand you the cord so that you can plug it into your iPad. If you shot the video with your iPad, maybe we can listen to the sound from that.
No, I shot it with my camera, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, it might have an audio too.
I think.
Anyway. We'll talk about that in a second.
We'll work about that, yeah.
I just want to wrap up here with Terry. Really appreciate you coming in all the way from Ottawa, Terry, to talk to us this evening. And I'm just going to give you a final plug here for your appearance at the Van Cleek Hill Commercial Fair coming up this weekend. Saturday, the hours are from 8 o'clock in the morning until 5. And on Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning until 5. And do we have a location?
And Terry will be at booth 36.
Booth 36. There we go. Right next to the review, which is booth 35. Or 37?
We're booth 35, I
35,
think.
35, okay.
Yeah.
So booth 35 and 36 at the commercial fair to find out all about either the review and get a subscription.
And a free watch.
Yeah, that's right.
A watch. Imagine.
People complain they don't have time to read the paper. Louise is giving away free time. How can you resist?
How can you resist?
Exactly.
And also, a lot of business owners that I know will be there, and I've been talking to a lot of them about the importance and the affordability of an app. So you're going to have a chance to meet all those good people, Terry.
Great.
It's a really nice community atmosphere there. So
great. Look forward to it.
We'll be seeing again in a couple of days.
Yeah. So thanks again, Terry. It was really
welcome.
Great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And we'll keep following your adventure in the app world. It's really fun and very inspiring.